people behave in the rainy conditions today?
So much. For what I've been listening, I think we did okay. Not too bad. A gentleman called me the other day during the fog. He said, I'm driving in the fog, and there's people out here with no lights on. There ought to be a law against that. I'm saying, well, there is a law against that. Visibility less than 1,000 feet, whether it be darkness, fog, or hard rain, or whatever, lights are required to be on vehicles. I think some of the lighting equipment they have on the newer vehicles now remedies that problem, and they pretty much come on all the time. So, but on the older vehicles, maybe not quite so much. But
well, it's just common sense, isn't it, when it's raining to have your lights on?
One of the top five keys in driving is to be seen. And what other way to be seen other than the color of your vehicle, but your lighting equipment and stuff on your vehicles. And so it's there for a reason, so use them. It doesn't hurt anything. I don't know where anybody ever gets stopped for actually having their lights on, even though it was daytime. So it's just a smart thing to do, especially in climate weather.
Let's talk about the left lane.
Well, we'd visit with that. I think one of my last show, there was a changing on the highway here, the 75 miles an hour. Then they also erected the signs that saying left lane passing only. Well, I told people that that was going to be enforced. We'd already been enforcing that in Robinson County. One of our troopers here was working a stretch of roadway south of College Station, enforcing that, where it led him to pursuit into a drug arrest, enforcing that law. So just to be mindful of their motors out there, it's something that we will enforce as an agency. I was just kind of monitoring your traffic here on the way down here. I got to be honest with you, Bill, we need some spacing out there on some of this traffic. But just be mindful that them signs are up, and we need to obey what they what they're saying out there.
And how much of that spacing issue is just due to the fact that some motorists want to go the speed limit, some want to go more, but there are many motorists, or that's my editorial opinion, there are probably still a lot that are if they're not used to 70, they're even used to going slower because they feel safer going that way.
Right. Some of the situations I see, like, obviously when you traffic people going to and from work, when you get congestion on the roadway, it's going to dictate the following distance as your traffic flow, as you see in Austin, as you see in Dallas. But there's times out here where you can, afford to create a little extra space. And when you got the, time to do that, that's what you need to do. And obviously, there's no reason being in that outside lane. You want to stay to the outside and let that inside lane be used for your faster traffic. So just driving smart and using common sense will help go a long ways with that.
Well, sometimes that doesn't apply.
Common sense is not so much common anymore. I understand that. Let's see here. Safety flaps. I've been seeing a lot of the hay trailers, the dual wheel hay trailers. Some reason the manufacturers, I don't know where they're built. I don't know if they even know what state these things are going to. But here in Texas, even though your farm trailers get an exemption on the inspection on their farm trailers, the mud flap is a state law and is still required on these type of hay trailers that have dual wheels. So just remind your farmers and ranchers out there, if they have these type of trailers, mud flaps are required to be on the back of these trailers. So just try to get that installed as best you can on some of these type trailers. I've been seeing a lot of that here lately. And saying about inspection, I just had a visit with my captain. There is a bill that was passed on the 82nd legislation that's being readdressed this session. It looks like the state is moving towards a one-sticker item with incorporating your registration and your inspection sticker. So I don't believe all the details have been worked out, but I think the motor vehicle department is going to be working and handling that final thing, incorporating everything to the registration sticker once it's all said and done. So just kind of be a lookout for that. Obviously there will be some news let out about that, how that's going to be implemented. And so just down the road, you're probably going to see a change in our registration inspection stickers.
Is that going to be an easier or more difficult thing for you all to keep up with as far as trying to identify whether...
As an older guy, these stickers are not so viewable anymore. But depending how they manufacture them and how the numbering system is, we'll have to see how that is, whether I could actually answer that question or not. But remember this, there is a difference between the inspection and registration as we speak. Remember, you get 5 days, working days on registration, and you only get 5 days on the inspection. And a working day is exempted from the Saturday and Sunday and a holiday where the county has off. So like January 1st, we had New Year's Eve, right? Well, that fifth fell on the weekend. So on that registration, you actually had you had three more days to get that registration where you only had the 5 days on the inspection.
And see, I'm not smart enough to compute all that, so I just get it done in the month it tells me.
Yeah, if you do it within 5 days where it looks like it's out like now, it's 113, well, the day would have been the 6 days. So if you're driving a 113 sticker right now, then you're actually in violation. You're out of your grace period. Let's put it that way.
Well, and something else you mentioned about being able to pull over vehicles that lead to other charges, not having a current registration is one of the favorite ways to catch people doing other things.
Yes, sir. And like I say, once the numbering system, depending where you're at and how the speed limit and the angle and all that, sometimes, well, just driving here, you could actually see that a little bit easier on some of the roadways. But I don't know how they're going to implement that sticker. It's going to be interesting how that comes out. I will tell you this, usually enforcement is not really considered how they actually diagram them things up. So,
visiting with Jimmy Morgan, the Department of Public Safety, and if you guys had specially modified radios to watch Jimmy, he's more so watching what's happening on the freeway.
Yeah, I love you.
We got a great view.
I do love your view here. I've always said that. But
let me digress one more. Okay. One more direction about. We've talked about being able to see the registration and inspection stickers. Mm-hmm. How are those new license plates working out as far as being able to
watch
those?
I like them because the way they're designed, it's less confusing. Is that a number or is that a letter, especially when you get to zero or some of the numbers are harder to read. You know your alphabet's one side and your letters to the other side. So I think it's worked out good. They're a little bit bigger. I can see them a little bit better, so I think they're pretty good. So it's less confusing as far as enforcement. One other thing that's in the making, as you listen to the national news, obviously some of our states decided about different ways to approach the marijuana issues. It looks like there's some legislation that will be introduced, maybe lowering some of the smaller amounts to a Class C misdemeanor. That's all in the making, so we'll see if that actually matures. That was introduced in the 82nd legislation. It's going to be reintroduced this session, so some of the smaller amounts may drop from a Class B to a Class C misdemeanor. So obviously, I think on the courts and officers and everybody that has dealings with them will tell you that it may, on the smaller amount, that makes it easier for everybody involved. So we'll see.
Have you run across anybody yet from Colorado or Washington or one of these states that's legalized marijuana and you've stopped them in Texas and they have possessions of, well, it's legal in this state, so why can't I just, I'm headed back home or whatever?
I have not personally. I don't know if I imagine some of the troops in our state have. Obviously, that only works in their state, and they need to know that. So it'd be like CHL. Well, we're going to honor your law. You're going to honor our law. I don't know. I don't know how that's actually going to work. We can talk all day about that. But, they just have to obey what the rules and regulations in their state. Obviously, when you go to another state, then that's what rules you'll have to abide by.
Another minute or so. Okay. What else can we get out there?
We've talked about the headlights, inspections, and left lane passing only. Let's see here. What else you got? I don't have anything.
The only thing I can think of what was another tragedy on 21 in Madison County last week. And
yeah, unfortunately, that county normally carries a fatality rate of about maybe 4 or 5 a year. They've already had 3 fatality accidents with 4 deaths, so they've been stung pretty hard the first part of this year. That's unfortunate. you know, there's different factors to each one of them, but just be mindful, especially of, you know, as we, I'm waiting on the 2012 stats to come out. Distraction is probably going to be one of the main contributing factors out there among unsafe speed, and cell phone being one of them. But there's with these speeds going up, there is no time to take your eyes off the roadway for any reason at all, and we all need to be mindful of that. And you can be, you know, like some of the drivers that are in some of these wrecks, they're doing the right thing, but they're just caught up there because the person comes off in their lane. So if you can get any kind of angle to prevent that head-on accident, your chance of surviving is very increased, very, you know, more. So try to do that. Try to be mindful of other drivers, and if somebody comes to your lane, be have some kind of plan of action where you can prevent that head-on collision.
As always, appreciate the visit.
Absolutely.
Jamie Morgan, the Department of Public Safety, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.